Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington. Whenever I hear jazz on the radio, I always like to see if I can name the piece. I usually can if it is a jazz standard, which is any song that has been recorded over and over and therefore has become part of the jazz repertoire. It helps a lot to know the words to a song, which helps to know the melody. Having a tune go through my head also helps me to appreciate any improvisations that a jazz player is doing. Every so often I will dedicate a Dr. Jazz Hour to the standards. Today I will do a vocal and then an instrumental of six standards. The first standard for today is one written by Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart in 1940 for the Broadway musical Pal Joey. Here's Dinah Washington singing I Could Write a Book from the 1955 album For Those in Love. Then pianist Kenny Drew and trio will play an instrumental version from 1957, Wilbur Ware on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums.
If they asked me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met so the world would never forget. And the simple secret of the plot, it's just to tell you that I love you a lot. Then the world discovers, as my book ends, how to make two lovers of friends. So the world would never a lot. Then the world discovers that as my book ends, how to make two lovers a friend.
Thank you.
You've got the Doctor of Jazz presenting standards on this Dr. Jazz Hour. West Coast Blues was composed by guitarist Wes Montgomery in 1960. Lyrics were added sometime later. Kevin Mahogany will sing it from his 1994 release, Songs and Moments. Bassist Ray Brown and an all-star big band recorded West Coast Blues in 1962. I got a baby on the East Coast, had a gig going on the West Coast, suitcase full of sorrows. I'm so tired of paying traveling dues. I'm lonely in the evening. No good make believing anyone else could make me happy like my little darling. One of these days I'm gonna pack my bags and go way back home where I can see my baby on the East Coast. I got the blues. I got a baby on the East Coast. Gig going on the West Coast, suitcase full of sorrow. I'm so tired of paying traveling dues, 'cause I'm lonely in the evening. No good make believing anyone else could make me happy like my little baby. 'Cause one of these days I'm gonna pack my bags and go way back home where I can see my baby on the East Coast. I got the blues. Got a baby on the East Coast, a gig going on the West Coast, suitcase full of sorrows. I'm so tired of paying traveling dues. I'm lonely in the evening. No good make believing anyone else could make me happy like my little darling. 'Cause one of these days I'm gonna pack my bags and go way back home where I can see my baby on the East Coast. Yes, where I can see my baby on the East Coast. Gig on the West Coast. Suitcase full of sorrows.
I'm so tired of paying traveling dues. Lonely in the evening, no good make believing that anyone else could make me happy like my little darling. 'Cause one of these days I'm gonna pack my bags and go way back home, where I can see my baby on the East Coast. I've got the blues. I wanna see my baby. I got to see my baby. I've got the blues. I've got the blues.
The next standard on this Dr. Jazz Hour is I Thought About You, composed by Jimmy Van Heusen in 1939 with lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Tony Bennett sang it on his Perfectly Frank album of 1992 with the trio. followed by pianist Bobby Timmons and trio from the 1961 album Easy Does It, Sam Jones on bass and Jimmy Cobb on drums.
Seems that I read what somebody said, that out of sight is out of mind. Maybe that's so, but I tried to go and leave you behind. What did I find? I took a trip on a train and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam the same old dream. At every stop that we made, oh, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? I thought about you. Every stop that we made, yes, I thought about you. But when I pulled down the shade, well, then I really felt blue. I peeked through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you.
We're exploring six jazz standards on this Dr. Jazz Hour. That Old Feeling first appeared in the film Vogues of 1938. Pop singer Frankie Lane sang it in 1956 with the Buck Clayton Big Band. Saxophonist Zoot Sims also recorded an instrumental version in 1956 from the album Zoot.
Last night I started out happy. Last night my heart was so gay. Last night I found myself dancing in my favorite cabaret. You were completely forgotten, just an affair of the past. Then suddenly something happened to me, and I found my heart beating oh so fast. I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my lonely heart stood awfully still. Once again I seemed to feel that old yearning. And I knew spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start for that old feeling is deep in my heart. Thank you.
This is the Dr. Jazz Hour, and we are enjoying jazz standards today. In 1929, Don Redman and lyricist Andy Razzaf wrote the pop song Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You? Singer and pianist Diana Krall recorded it on her All For You album of 1996. Trumpeter Harry Sweets Edison and his sextet did it in 1957 on the album Gee Baby, Ain't I Good to You? The last standard to be showcased on this Dr. Jazz Hour is Stompin' at the Savoy. It was composed in 1934 by Edgar Sampson, an alto player in the Chick Webb Orchestra, with lyrics by Andy Razaf, and made popular when recorded by Benny Goodman. Here's a duet by Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald in 1957, with backup by Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Louis Belson on drums. Gene Ammons recorded Stompin' at the Savoy on his 1960 Boss Tenor release, with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Doug Watkins bass, Art Taylor drums, and Ray Barreto on congas.
Savoy, the home of sweet romance. Savoy, it wins you at a glance. Savoy gives happy feet a chance to dance. Your form just like a clinging vine. Your lips so warm and sweet as wine. Your cheek so soft and close to mine. Divine. Stomping with you at the Savoy, what joy, a perfect holiday. Savoy, where we can glide and sway. Savoy, there let me stomp away with you.
Never tired of romping.
Oh, yes.
Stomping with you while the band is romping. What do we do?
One more,
jump,
one more,
jump,
one
jump,
more,
jump,
one
swing
more.
I'll grab my throat and let Norman Grant say one more. He must be looking at Lila Hamden. One more, Daddy. One more. When we was in Atlantic City. No, we won't talk about that. No. Yeah, we're talking about some boy.
Back to the sandbar. Yes. Back to the sandbar.
Yes.
To the sandbar.
That's all. Shake it, shake it, boy. Shake
now
my
we're
hand.
Join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.